Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell here at the Good Day Health Show program with Doug Steffen. If you've been following my show, you know I've been around here for reasonably long time, like maybe 1.5 decades, in various formats with Doug's show. Recently, of course, I have been dominating most of the program, and he comes in at the end, and we kind of wrap up the show together. Doug and I, friends, but also doctor-patient relationship between myself and Doug. And I see him usually a couple times a year when he's passing through the Salt Lake City area. And we get together for an analysis and figure out alterations to the nutritional program that I put him on to keep him going, to keep him strong, keep his brain working primarily, as well as his heart. He will participate in something we call the Symptom Survey. It's at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the Symptom Survey. It is a series of almost 200 questions, most of which do not apply to you. There's only a few questions in there that when you read it and you look at the question, it might be something with digestion, it might be something with sleep and rest, it might be something with emotional balance, maybe some hormonal questions, something relative to energy levels, and you look at that question and you say, oh my goodness, that's definitely me. And then you rank it according to severity or frequency. So a really good symptom survey analysis will probably have less than 10% of the questions answered. Sometimes people will answer thinking they need to answer every question. And those are exhaustive, and it doesn't really give us a good baseline to go on. But if you'll do that, I can get back to you with the results with some nutritional recommendations. And in as much as several of these programs, and today's program is going to be on nutritional recommendations for food choices for you and your family that will help you regain your health or maintain your health. The symptom survey goes through so many different symptoms that the body might exhibit. And in some relationships, depending on what part of the body or parts of the body are stimulating an answer from you, it gives us a better profile as to what we might recommend. That's at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the symptom survey. There is a charge for it because my nutritionist, as well as myself, will go through your answers and put together a strategy that will help you to deal with the symptoms you're reporting. It's that simple. But I need more information than just, you know, a casual conversation. Okay, well, that said, I want to continue with what I've been talking about as far as food choices and the different categories of food. And what I want to talk about to start off the program today is that, and what I'm talking about here as a part of the Good Day Health Show is a piece of regular daily conversations that I have face-to-face with patients in a consultation room or a treatment room in our clinic in Salt Lake City. So you can get more information about who I am and what I do at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. So what I want to talk about today, and it's either accepted real well by my patients when I make this suggestion, or it gets, you know, kind of a furrowed eyebrow, like, are you serious? Yes, I'm serious. You want to eat some animal foods raw, and you want to cook most plant foods. And by that I mean all the traditional cultures. And when I mention traditional cultures, when I when I recommend ancestral diets, when I use these terms, traditional, ancestral, I'm referring to the kinds of foods that our grandparents and great-grandparents ate when there was virtually no heart disease to speak of. Very low cancer rates, very low rates of diabetes and other metabolic problems, and very low instances of arthritis. Arthritis, quickly for an example, isn't just something that just shows up because you're getting older. Arthritis is the result of too many cooked foods and malnutrition that doesn't feed the joint surfaces properly with the foods our ancestors ate when they didn't have arthritis. But I'll get into more of that later. But all the traditional cultures cooked some or most of their food, especially plant foods like grains and vegetables. But they all consumed a portion of their animal foods raw. Now, what do I mean? Well, the question is that I'm asked many times by my patients, should we cook our food? Dr. Jack, should we cook our food? After all, animals don't cook their food. Maybe we shouldn't either, say those who are promoting a raw food diet. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, a regular weekly contributor here to the Doug Stephan Good Day Health Show. And today I'm talking about raw foods. And should we cook our foods? Because some of my patients will say that. You know, animals don't cook their foods. Why should we? Well, animals don't cook, but they don't wear clothes either. And they don't wear shoes. And they don't live in houses. And they don't write literary classics. And they don't paint beautiful paintings. And they don't create Pratt & Whitney jet engines for aircraft. And they don't fill their lives with ritual and various kinds of family processes. We're not animals in the sense they are. We're human beings. And all human societies cook some or even most of their food. I mean, even the Inuit, Eskimo, in the frozen north will cook a portion of their diet, as well as the inhabitants of the tropics who don't need to build fires for warmth. Now, many plant foods are simply indigestible or even poisonous to humans unless they've been cooked, especially grains and beans and a lot of root vegetables and vegetables that have dark green leaves. Consuming a lot of raw vegetable juice is not a formula for good health. I've got patients who've tried that, and they don't talk to me about it beforehand. They talk to me about it after, in the sense of, I'm getting these skin rashes, I have a lot of indigestion. And I'm doing the right things. Oh, yeah, tell me what it is. Well, I've started drinking raw vegetable juices. Then we got to go back to the microbiome discussion and the bacteria that's in the gut that's tuned to certain kinds of dietary traditions that we've been following. And that when you change, when you have a massive change like that, the microbiome in your gut is going to say, little by little. So I want to spend some time talking about these things. Now, when I talk about or when I say many plant foods are indigestible or even poisonous, that gets a raised eyebrow now and then. Like, aren't we supposed to be eating plants? This might sound a little odd, but it's something that I've read in several sources that it makes perfect sense to me. When you're out hunting wildlife, whether for sport or for food, whatever else, whether it flies or it runs, when it is struck with fear, it will run for its life. I live in the state of Utah. I swear half of the residents of Utah go into the mountains in the fall for hunting. It's hardly a safe place to go anymore. The major color in the fall is not so much the color of the changing leaves as it is the hunter orange that the hunters are wearing. Now, that's another story. And so animals, whether they swim in the sea or they fly in the air or run across the plains, when they're frightened, they will run for their life. Plants can't run away. So plants have developed in their defensive mechanisms certain kind of poisons that's on the surface of the plant, and some of them that are very obvious, like the poison ivy and poison oak and things like this. Other plants have certain indigestible aspects of the plant so that when an animal tends to eat it, the animal learns not to eat it. Or they have a noxious smell. Or they'll have a poisonous substance on the surface, as I mentioned, with poison ivy. But there's a lot of other plants that aren't quite as obvious, but still have poisonous contents on the surface of the plant as a means of defensive mechanism for the plant. Now, I know that implies some level of consciousness, and but there are people, you know, who specialize in agronomy who will tell you, yeah, plants have a consciousness. Plants can react to music. Plants can react to vibrations. Plants can react to hostility on the plant of more sentient beings in their presence. There's a lot of good information on the internet about that. Now, the point I'm trying to make is some of these poisons are dangerous to human digestion. It'll show up in the skin. It'll show up in nervousness. It'll show up in mental acuity by constantly eating these kinds of things raw. So what happens when you cook is you neutralize the toxins that occur in many plants. Cooking also will free up the minerals by loosening up the cellulose fibers of these plants, which is the reason why we're eating the plant anyway. One of the major reasons is to get the minerals out of that plant into our own system. And so you will get more energy, you will get more nutrition from plant foods by cooking them. And that means we spend less time eating and chewing than, you know, most of the animals do. Now, gentle cooking will unfold the tightly wound up proteins that's in meat, making them more available to enzymatic breakdown, because eating only raw meat can actually lead to a protein deficiency, unless you have extremely powerful acid content in the stomach. And it's kind of fattish. Every now and then. Now, I'm not downplaying the carnivore diet. I'm just downplaying the eating of raw meat. And that's something that needs to be careful with. But I like steak tartare. When steak tartare is prepared correctly with the right kinds of herbs, it's absolutely delicious. Now, we're going to take a break here in a moment. When we get back, I want to talk about how every culture consumes some kind of animal protein raw. You're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I will be right back.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. As I've often said many times, I'm not the forbidden doctor. That forbidden doctor is that beautiful, healing, restoring force deep inside you that keeps you alive and keeps the machine running that the medical tyranny pretty well forbids you to know about. They want you to have a life full of drugs for anything and everything rather than turning to nutritional concepts that can probably free you from most of your symptoms anyway. And one of the ways to do this is that, as I said before the break, every culture has some kind of animal protein raw, either raw meat or raw fish, raw shellfish, or raw dairy products. Because when we're cooking, we destroy vitamin B6, which is more plentiful and more available in animal foods than it is plant foods. And when you apply heat to milk, as in the pasteurization process, that's particularly harmful to the good food quality of that milk. Raw milk contains enzymes to ensure the complete assimilation of every single element of nutrition in that milk. And when they pasteurize the milk, it destroys all those enzymes. And it turns into one of nature's perfect foods that is usually easy to digest and assimilate into something that is very difficult to digest and often leads to allergies. So a lot of cultures, have relished rather strange raw foods like something called muktuk, which is raw blubber, and organ meats that they eat straight from the kill. But these people I'm talking about are people who don't have heart disease, who don't have cancer, who don't have arthritis, who don't have diabetes, because of the nature, the quality of the food, and the nature in which it's prepared. And so, but there's less challenging ways of getting raw animal protein, like I mentioned earlier, steak tartare or carpaccio or oysters. And I love oysters. I can have half a dozen oysters on the half shell every day if I had the time and the effort and the money to go do that. But sushi is really catching on in this country. And if you're at a really good sushi restaurant, the chef there, there's a particular word for a sushi chef, and it just escaped me for a moment. But there are good sushi restaurants, and there's some that are trying to become good but still have something to learn. They know the right kind of fish to pick, And, of course, the major argument against sushi is, well, all of the parasites. There's parasites in everything. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they're not there. Just as they're, everything you eat and drink is full of bacteria. It's just not to the point where it has grown in such a high population that you can actually, oh my goodness, what's this green stuff all over this cheese? But before the green stuff is all over the cheese, the beginning of that green stuff is all over the cheese. It just hasn't populated enough yet for it to become obvious to your eyesight. So we're constantly eating bacteria. We're constantly pulling viruses into our system. And we're constantly pulling parasites into our system. The trick is, how strong is your stomach acid? That is one of the major lines of defense for that your immune system provides for you, is super hot battery acid, digestive juices in your stomach that will destroy all these things that I'm talking about, as well as begin to break down the proteins that are necessary for you to get the results or the ingredients from the food that you're eating. So, as I said, there's steak tartare, carpaccio, oyster, sushi, raw milk, and raw cheese. And most of the cheeses out there are from a pasteurized base, and we need to be careful with that. And I'll tell you more about that when we get back from the break. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and you're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I will be right back.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Two PGA Tour officials will testify before a congressional committee next week on the organization's merger with Saudi Arabia-backed LIV Golf.
PGA Tour COO Ron Rice and board member Jimmy Dunn are set to testify July 11th before the Senate Homeland Security Committee Subcommittee on Investigations. Officials with LIV Golf, which is bankrolled by the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, declined to appear. Lawmakers are concerned about the Saudi government's role in the deal. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Tesla deliveries are on the rise. Deliveries are up 83% this year compared to the same quarter last year. In 2023, the automakers delivered over 466,000 vehicles from April to June, compared to just under 255,000 last year during the same period. The new numbers brings the total number of cars Tesla has produced this year to around 900,000. That crushed expectations after the company announced price cuts on its cars earlier in the year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I'm talking about raw foods. That you want to eat a portion of your food raw, but you also want to don't get carried away so that everything is raw, because you don't have the enzymes to break this stuff down. Now, I've often said that in a raw food, the raw food contains the enzymes that are necessary to digest that food. Now, I stand by that. I mean, Mother Nature provided the enzymes in asparagus for the asparagus to be broken down. Same thing with whatever you would be putting into a salad. The problem is, when you overwhelm the system that is not used to this, you can cause yourself a lot of problems, especially some digestive problems. And the further you get down the digestive tract, the more serious some of these problems can be, especially when they get to the colon. So while I would suggest that if you haven't discovered sushi, you might do so, it would only be to your benefit, because when you have that raw fish, you have almost every ingredient for health in the sense of active essential amino acids that your body requires. When we cook meat, we destroy a lot of the amino acids that are present in the sense of overcooking the protein. There's a big difference between a prime rib steak that is rare and a prime rib steak that is well done. That well done steak isn't good much nutritionally, except maybe for a tire patch on your flat tire car. Almost anything good left in that meat has been cooked out of it by the time it gets to well done. Oh, well, I can't eat a steak unless it's well done. Well, I understand. But you can relearn this. Prime rib that is rare, with a little side of horseradish, a little side of some sour cream to go with it, with good garlic butter melted over it, in a little bowl of au jus
that is made from vegetable broth is some of the most delicious food I have ever tasted in my life when it's prepared correctly. And when it's rare, then yeah, that means there's going to be some blood on the plate. Most of the nutritional content of that meat is still intact, which is what your body needs. Now, are we supposed to eat meat? Well, of course we are. You have canine teeth that are designed for tearing and ripping. You have molars that are designed for grinding. So we know that we should be eating something besides meat as well. But when it comes to eating meat, strong digestive enzymes are necessary. That's why I always push my long life energy enzymes that I created a number of years ago. They're available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And also a product called Zypan. It's a very Zypan. It's a very powerful digestive product. And the older we get, like past 35, I know 35 may not sound very old, but past 35, our ability to produce enzymes, our ability to produce stomach acids begins to decrease proportionately with every decade that goes by. So when I'm dealing with nutritional advice for my patients, I'm always telling them, you've got to start at, you know, it's like if you've got bloating, if there's gas, if there's this feeling of this, that there's something wrong after you've eaten your food and it takes an hour or two or three for you to feel good again, even small amounts of food, it's because you're lacking the enzymes. So when we overcook the food, we've destroyed the enzymes the food came with. Coupled with the fact that the older we get, we're making less enzymes. Then we need to supplement it. And that's why I created long life energy enzymes to go along with our meals. At the same time I'm talking about introducing some raw foods, raw meats, raw proteins into our diet, in the sense of, in my favorite, it's either steak tartare, because I have a restaurant in Salt Lake City that makes it incredibly well. They'll take filet. They'll take a piece of beef filet, and they'll dice it up. And they dice it up, and there's a raw egg in there as well. Yes, a raw egg. And there's several different kinds of herbs and two or three different kinds of salt. And it's all chopped up, and then it's put back in, covered and put back in the fridge to marinate for about an hour. And then it's served cold, just like that, with a side of French fries fried in peanut oil. Now, French fries that are fried in soybean oil or canola oil will kill you, like most of the fast food joints, most of the chain hamburger shops. But when it's fried in peanut oil or it's fried in beef tallow, then it's a lot healthier. So this, you get a side of this steak tartare with these French fries cooked in the right kind of oil. Sprinkled with sea salt. Actually, it's a rather delicious meal. I don't know how I got onto that track, but I wanted to point that out. But the easiest way for me to get raw meat is with oysters. Now, another good thing about oysters is it is the number one source of zinc in food on the face of the planet. And when we look at the sea-based cultures of the past, all the way back to the Babylonian, to the Medo-Persian, to the Greek, to the Roman, and to the European cultures that grew up, you know, on the coastlines. Oysters played a very big role in their diets. And in some of the still isolated, somewhat indigenous tribes that in parts of the coast of South America, parts of the coast of India, and certainly in Indochina area, Indonesia, Borneo, up through the Philippines, where a lot of their diet comes from the ocean. At low tide, they're out there getting the oysters. And some of these people are some of the most sturdiest examples of human physiology that we can find. Now, what's so important about zinc? Zinc's involved with over 300 different enzymes. Some of those enzymes have to do with our sex life and our ability to reproduce a healthy baby. Some of those enzymes are involved with the function of the heart. Some of those enzymes are involved with the function of the brain. And when we are deficient in zinc, as a lot of Americans are, a lot, I should say Western society as a whole, Canadians, Americans, and Western Europe, unless they go to the length of being able to make sure that there's enough of these kinds of seafoods in their diet, will end up zinc deficient. And there will be problems with cardiovascular, problems with the brain, problems with reproduction, problems with sexual performance. So I try to get myself at least a half a dozen of oysters on the half shell. And I like the northwestern version of oysters, by the way. We only have a little bit left in today's program. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And I have been presenting to you various kinds of information relative to food choices that the absence of will lead to a breakdown of your physiology. The inclusion of and the addition to your daily diet regimen will restore health. I have seen this so many times. There is a lady that I'm taking care of right now who 1 month ago was put on a liver transplant list. And her husband, who is a friend of mine as well as a former patient, and a listener of my radio show came to me about it. And I said, well, let me see the labs. So he brought me the most recent lab report, and it showed her kidneys in almost complete failure. It showed her liver in almost complete failure. She can't get out of bed. She has a hard time. She does just to go to the bathroom. She has lost literally 200 pounds of weight over the last few months simply because of the complete breakdown of her liver and her kidneys. And he said they're putting her on a liver transplant list, but they don't think she's going to live long enough to get the liver transplant. Is there anything you can do? Well, I always like cases like this, but I don't want to be too encouraging because sometimes it's just too far gone. And if they live the next 30 days, it will be by God's grace. So I said, this is what we're going to do for her liver. This is what we're going to do for her kidneys. You have to be absolutely religious with this protocol that I'm putting together for you. And he did, and she did. And they were in the clinic yesterday. And to look at her, you wouldn't think there was any problems. But as little as 2 weeks ago, she has a normally darker complexion. But because of the liver failure and the extreme jaundice that was going on, you could see the yellow in her eyes. But based on her skin color, she just looked like a pumpkin, just as orange as she could be, barely over 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, she looked great. Her most recent labs do not indicate liver or kidney failure, to the absolute shock of her medical doctors. They were stymied when they saw her condition, and they were stymied when they saw her recent labs. And what are you doing? What's going on here? Well, we have this protocol that our before he could get chiropractor out of his mouth, they shut him up. Well, we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that stuff. Yeah, food. Well, I think it was Thomas Edison that said food was your best medicine. Well, he wasn't the first one to say that. Hippocrates, 2,400 years ago, said that life and death begins with digestion. Food's your best medicine. And that's how they treated people back before there was antibiotics that today's simply gotten out of hand, or all the other drugs that they come up with all the time. And prior to World War II, if you can get a nutrition book in bookstores that have, you know, the older editions, older copies of books, go back to the health and nutrition sections. If you can find a book that was published on nutrition prior to World War II, that book is worth its weight in gold. And I suggest you find it and you read it and you learn something about it. And this is where this is. Sometimes we feel so horribly overwhelmed by the power of medical propaganda that the only way out of your disease process is with the use of drugs. There's one way around that, and it's called reading, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, to start reading. That's where your education begins. And there's so much information available on the internet anymore that's good, bona fide, reliable, authentic scientific information as to how to turn the entire destiny of your health back around and get where you were when you were a kid. It takes a while to do it, but you do it there at the dinner table. Because what is going to dictate the health of your family for the next decade or two is what's on that dinner table at night when you sit down to eat. Coming up here shortly, I will be joining Doug. We'll be on here together again talking about some other things. You can get the podcast, what you're hearing today, you can get at Good Day Health Show, the podcast availability there. Also, I have a lot of podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and the things that I talk about at ForbiddenDoctor.com are available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Jack Stockwell. It's been my pleasure to be with you again today, and I'm going to be joining Doug here in just a few minutes. Stick around.
Stephan here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's going to immediately get rid of my allergy problems. This is amazing. I haven't had, for the last, month and a half or so, Jay, we haven't had issues. But with the spring this year, the allergies were horrendous.
They're rough.
And it was tough even holding on to your voice. So that cleared up. And now the last couple, 3 days, Jack, it seems to have come back again. And I would look to you and your universal knowledge as to why it is that we have a return with us now to those not-so-thrilling days of yesteryear when we could hardly talk.
That's my cat. As a proud and knowledgeable farmer that you are,
yes,
you know that certain things that you grow come to ripeness, or whatever you want to call it, at different stages.
That's true.
Backyard gardens, different things appear at different times. That's why we plant them at different times. Well, in nature, it's the same thing. Certain things that you might have an allergy to may not show up at the same time a bunch of other pollen types, species are floating through the atmosphere that you're not sensitive to. And then the one you're suddenly sensitive to suddenly is out there in the air, which is why you can be perfectly fine up till now, and then suddenly you're going nuts. You have Antrinex, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Antrinex.
Yes.
Yeah, well, take three of those about every 3 or 4 hours.
And call you in the morning?
And then, go back to sleep and call me in the morning. No, that's one of the best things for allergies. It's a natural antihistamine. It's the only food-based antihistamine that we know of, something Japanese discovered back in the first decade of the previous century. And
Antrinex, a standard process product that you can get, by the way, from Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com or also JackStockwell.com. Dr. Jack offers a roadmap for avoiding the destructive stuff that goes on in your body because you don't take care of your body. And an example of his analysis is a new finding about turkey tail mushrooms. I have never heard of turkey tail mushrooms. Are you okay? Sounds like somebody's coughing through their ears here.
Oh, sorry. I just watered down the wrong pipe.
So
I had a drink. All right. Yeah.
All right.
There are a lot of different kinds of drinks that are alternatives to coffee and herbal drinks. And all of a sudden, lion's mane and turkey tail mushroom is really playing big in the natural healthcare area because of its anti-cancer capabilities. But particularly turkey tail. And if you Google turkey tail and look up images, you'll recognize it immediately. Almost every forest has turkey tail.
The mushrooms fan out.
It's kind of fan out. It's a beautiful looking thing. Well, a lot of studies that have been done
and published recently a cellular physiology and biochemistry. Notice the effect of turkey tail mushroom on breast cancer all the way up through stage three of reversing. Wow. Of reversing breast cancer from stage one to stage three with the increased possibility of tumor shrinkage because it boosts the immune system. Now, what are the causative factors in there? Of course, they're studying this like crazy because they want to try and make some drug that does the same thing, which is impossible, but they'll try and do it anyway.
Yeah.
But if you have coffee in the morning or if you have some kind of teas or something, you can get turkey tail either in capsules or you can get it as a powder and add it to your drink. And it is, it's really catching on. It can be in soups, it can be in stews, it can be in sauces, just, you know, finely chopped up or ground dried turkey tail mushrooms. And then, like I said, capsules or powders there, and also a tea.
How does it rate with turmeric or turmeric when it comes to fighting cancer and cancer cells?
Turkey tail kind of has a specific targeted effect. Turmeric has just wonderful possibilities of what it can do throughout the entire body, not the least of which is that the anti-inflammatory effect that it has.
Right.
And so when I'm dealing with somebody who's in an inflammatory state, we're always using Boswellia and turmeric, or turmeric. I like turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
But or if you eat a lot of Indian food with curry, you're getting turmeric there anyway.
So these, again, are products that come from Standard products. Boswellia, I think I have some of that laying around as well.
Yeah, Boswellia and Turmeric Forte, both of which are available at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
And find Jack at GoodDayHealthShow.com, wherever you get your podcasts, all that good stuff, courtesy of him and his knowledge, and there's plenty of it. He's got a big brain, that guy. Jack and Doug and Jay at 59 after the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.